Thank you for coming once again to the Lubavitcher Rebbe Lunch Club. So last week we discussed the themes of Chodesh Kislev in the Lubavitcher Rebbe's thought based on one sikha that he gave, and he discussed the fact that it's not coincidence that both Hanukkah and Yud Tes Kislev, which is a Rosh Hashanah for Chassidus, happen in the same month. But the theme of Hanukkah is to take the darkest points and to not enlighten them from the externally, from the outside, through some type of mechanism, but to use the lights of Hanukkah and use Torah Sachasidus to transform the darkness itself to light, to show you how really the deepest, darkest points, the deepest, darkest things are really sources of light. So today, it's Yud Zayin Kislev, we're 2 days before Yud Tes Kislev, which is a Rosh Hashanah for Chassidus, so I figured we should go through some of the highlights of a kuntres of a maimar the Rebbe once gave on a Yud Tes Kislev for Bergen, and he published it as a separate kuntres entitled Inyana Shel Toras HaChassidus, where the Rebbe basically takes it upon himself to define as well as possible what the main point, the Nekuda HaMerkazit of Toras HaChassidus is. But before I get there, the Rebbe is going to use a letter of the Baal Shem Tov as a starting point. So I took out a couple lines of the letter in the first source. Keser Shem Tov is one of the Sfarim from things that the Baal Shem Tov said. It's Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph. It's also printed in Ben Parat Yosef in the very back. This is a letter the Baal Shem Tov sent to brother-in-law. Both Hasidim and academics think that this letter is authentic, in the sense that it is really from the Baal Shem Tov. The different gersos of the letter, but these lines that we're going to focus on today remain constant in all the different gersos. If anybody's interested, Dr. Dauber, who teaches at YU, has an article where he goes through the three different gersos of the letter and compares and contrasts them in terms of what they emphasize, what they don't emphasize. But these lines are there. So the letter describes an Aliyas Tanashama that Baal Shem Tov had on a Rosh Hashanah. And the Baal Shem Tov describes what he saw in Gan Eden, what he saw in the Olamos Elyonim. And he says, "Avalisi madriga ka madriga." Baal Shem Tov tells his brother-in-law, "I went up level after level. Ashi nechnasti lehekal Mashiach, and I entered the hekal of Mashiach. Shasham lomin Mashiach Torah and kol tanaim batzidikim, gamim shivaroim, v'kulei v'kulei. And I saw there a Mashiach learning Torah with the tzadikim, with the tanaim, with the shivaroim. And he describes a simcha gedola that took place in the hekal of Mashiach. When he entered, and he wasn't really sure why. He says Baal Shem Tov thinks he thought maybe because he was dying." And he would be able to learn together with these people. Then he says he realized he wasn't going to die. Then he says, "V'sha'alti espia Mashiach." Baal Shem Tov says, "I asked Mashiach, Emas asimar, when are you coming?" Feheshivli, and Mashiach responded, "Bezos teda, you should know this. Ve'es sheyisparisim limudcha v'izgala ba'olam, in the time when your teachings become famous, become widespread, and become revealed in the world." And your minos, your wellsprings, get spread out to the outside. What I taught you, what I'm going to teach you, and what you've attained, what you've understood. And then everybody in the world will be able to do these yichudim and these alios nashamos like you. And then the klipos are going to be destroyed, going to be terminated, and that's going to be an eitz ratzon of Yeshua. So Mashiach tells the Baal Shem Tov, when your teachings spread outward, Yefutzo Meinasech HaChutza, which becomes a refrain in Torah Chabad under the seventh Rebbe, that is going to usher in the time period of Mashiach. Great. So with that in mind, let's start this maimar in Yonah Shatara Chassidus. I'm going to skip major parts of it, but just to get the basic theme. So the Rebbe starts off as follows. Aleph. B'nogiel din yonah shetaras ha-chassidus. About the topic of chassidus. V'chidush al-chelkei ha-torah shenizgal lefanah. What is the innovative nature? What is the chidush that chassidus revealed over and above the earlier parts of the Torah that were revealed? Then we'll be Urim Rabbim. So many things have already been said. So he's not going to focus on any of these things. It's just interesting to read through them, because all of them are from previous Rebbes, about different aspects of chassidus was machadish. Umayam, Aleph. Bizmano Shel Baal Shem Tov, Haya Olam B'matzav Shez Alphas. In time of Baal Shem Tov, the world was in a state of fainting. Everybody was asleep. Vade Gilu Ha Baal Shem Tov, V'Torah Sal Chassidus, Nisor Ha Olam Yasafuso. The world awakened up. People became spiritually aroused once again. Beis. Chassid Hu Sh'oseh Lepnei Mishir Otodin. K'may Marazal Sarfan Chassid. Afgav Shemazaklo. Chassidus taught people, even the regular average Jew, that it's not just enough to keep halacha, but you have to do things Lepnei Mishir Otodin. Gimel. Milas Hakasidos Husha Kokos Otibian Asim Kokos Alakim. That your natural capabilities, your natural characteristics, become vessels through which to serve Hashem. Maimar Rabbi Noazakin, Balatanya, Beshulchan Aruch. Can call any Nachasidos who the Shanos Teva Midosav. Lurak Nashanos Midosav Ativyim, Elagam Teva Midosav. It's to take the nature of your Midos and channel them for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Dalit, another aspect of Chasidos. Taras Achasidos, Kitshash, or Koachad Viachad. Gam Mishainlo Nashama Gavola. Something which is also discussed a lot about Taras HaChasidus is that it allowed everybody, even your average simple Jew, even somebody who doesn't have a Neshama Gevura, somebody who's not the biggest tzaddik, to understand divinity, to understand a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Taras HaChasidus took concepts from Kabbalah, from Taras HaSod, and explained them, the Kirabasam El HaSeichel, and it allowed people to understand them. And it used mashalim from the human body and human experience to understand, to explain these Kabbalistic concepts. From my own flesh, I will see Hashem. Then everybody, even your average person, can understand this aspect of the Torah, meaning Torah's alokos. And not just at some spiritual level with his nefesh elokis will be able to understand Hashem. Even your regular average human cognition will be able to understand, at least partially, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about through these mishalim. Great, so previously different innovative aspects of Torah HaKasidus have been pointed to by previous rabbis. Beis. Muvanu pashut kaman. Asher Torah Sachasidos hi nekuda achas she'inu merkabes mipratim shonim. But it's clear and obvious to all that Torah Sachasidos can't be encapsulated in different points. Torah Sachasidos, the essence of it, is going to be a single point. Mekevin shekol ma'ilos shenemru b'deirim anal ve'od b'deirim. And since all the things we mentioned previously, and there's a whole long list of things that Sachasidos was mechadesh, ma'ilos shenos saying they're different ma'ilos. These things cannot fully define the essence of Torah HaKasidus because there are different points. Rather, what is the essence of Torah HaKasidus? Mahusa HaKasidus hi nekuda atzmitz hamufshates minanam pratim. The essence of HaKasidus is a single point that's more abstract, that's not made up of different details. There's a single point, which is the essence of Torah HaKasidus, and all the other innovative and all the other milos of Chasidus stem from that single quintessential point. So a line from the Rabbi Rashab. What is Torah HaKasidus? Hamshakas or Kadash mibchinas pinimios hakesser ulamali yoser hamshakas bchinas pinimios atik mamish bchinas einsof shenimsela bereisha delo isyada. It's a point of light that emerges. Again, I don't know the technical meaning of all these Kabbalistic terms, but from the deepest parts of divinity. Vinyan ze atzmo shnemar ba maimar. Machuya, asher kol ha'milos shebechasidus hamuvaros and kamo shonim, hein rak histafus minukudasa ha'atzmis. So there's a single essential point, which is the essence of chasidus, something deep down in the essence of divinity. Atzmus is a term he uses over and over again in this maimar. And from that point, from that point of light, emerge all these other milos of chasidus. Ki mekeimon shechasidus hi hamshakas b'chinas ein sof. Like Chasidus taps into the deepest parts of divinity. Right? Ein Sof is essential. It's quintessential. There's nothing else about it. And everything else are things which are found, and things which are caused from that single essential point. Right. Then he goes on to explain in Oz Gimel, which I'm skipping for now, is that the same thing could be understood on the level of Torah. In the sense that there are four chalakim of Torah. There's Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sub. And all those four parts of Torah were Nizgala previously, but Chasidus is the quintessential point which will put the other four into context. It will give a new light. It will give you a new, better understanding of those four and the relationship between those four. And he's going to spend a lot of time in the Maamar going through that idea. But in Oz Dalet, he goes back to this point, which he said in Oz Beis, about the Nekuta HaAtzmes, and he's going to explain it or clarify it a little bit more. Dalet. Be'er Mahusna Shatara Sakasidas, Yufar Aidei Be'er Atokno HaPnimi Shal Mashiach. An explanation of what this essential point is all about, that Chassidus reveals, that Chassidus brings out, that's encapsulated in Chassidus, could be explained or clarified through understanding the inner essential point of Mashiach. Because from the scar of the mitzvah, you understand the essence of the mitzvah. Like we just had in the letter, and because through spreading Chassidus, again, hafasas minos, meaning spreading chassidus outwards. He's going to explain later on why it's dafka spreading outwards. But because through spreading chassidus, Mashiach is going to come, we're going to understand the essence of chassidus through understanding the essence of the skar of chassidus, which is Mashiach. So Mavias, he's going to go through a whole long list of things that Mashiach is going to be Kaddish in the world. There are going to be many amazing things in the world when Mashiach comes. Uchamo, Gulas Yisrael, Vashkina Magalos, the redemption of Yisrael and the Shkina from Galos. Lamalam, Lamalam Yisrael, Yu Yisrael Chachamim Gedolim, Yodim Devar Mastumim, Yasigud Nasvorim, Kimala Arz Deos Hashem. The Rambam says the people are going to understand Hakadosh Baruch Hu as well as they can. Lamalam Yisrael, Shinoi Vechidush Mameisa Brachos. Nature is going to change. Masha Amru in Bein Olam Azel Amos Mashiach El Hashiba Malkios Bavad, that their nature is not going to change. Hurak Paskal says Manshli Amos Mashiach. That's only at the beginning of the Messianic era, but later on into Amos Mashiach, nature is going to change. The footnote 29 references you to a passage in the Zohar.
He's referring to within the Rambam.
I would assume
There's a sicha on Parshat Bechukosai that goes through the Rambam. It's like a 15-page sicha. It's very in depth and. Basically develops this idea of state kufos and Yimos Mashiach.
Yeah, thank you. So in this, the footnote here has reference you to his Zohar, but as Adam is saying that the Rebbe is reading the Zohar into the Rambam. So this Maimar in Bein Yimos Mashiach Olam Haba, the Vizman Olam Azel Yimos Mashiach El Shibim Achios, it's only for Amay Aretz. But for Tamid Chacham, the divinity that's above nature will be revealed. Because this aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which we'll be able to say as it's written, represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or a part of divinity that's above nature, above time, above Mako. And that will be revealed. So you see that that something about nature is going to change.
That's in the second Tekuva.
That's in the... Or maybe in the second Tekuva. Yeah, I'm not a Baki in terms of how... what the different Tekuvos and Mos Mashiach are in the Torah of the Rebbe. I guess you can ask Adam afterwards if you want.
It's in the
Oswil Kutis. It's in Oswil Kutis Tikos Kutis. Thank you. The token in Adam Elo Yiskadish Lurak Olam Azel Bakol Olamos. And all these new things that Mashiach is going to be Lachadish are not just in this world, but in all the worlds. Kian Haga Olamos HaYodim Kafi Seder Naga Olam Azel. Because everything that takes place in the spiritual world is because things change in this world. But Bez Din is Koveya certain days Rosh Kodesh, and that changes that day in all of the Olamos HaYonim. Because we know that Mashiach is going to change the situation in this world, it's going to change all the worlds. So again, just like he had a whole long list of things that Chassidus innovated, there's a whole long list of amazing things that Mashiach is going to change, Mashiach is going to bring in. Amnam, achrei kol anal, kol inyanim eila, av shagadol barav iloi v'aflash of him, even though these things are amazing and they're great, enam ela hista'afus min kudasoha ikaris shal Mashiach. These are all subsidiaries, they're all branches of the main essential point of Mashiach. What is that main essential point? It's going to be something which is somewhat undefinable. Osei. Inyano ha'ikari shel Mashiach hu yechida. The main essence of Mashiach is Yechida. Right, the Chassidus explains that there are five different levels of neshama. It's based on a Gemara. Nefesh, ruach, neshama.
Chaya,
thank you. And Yechida. Yechida is going to be the most inner point, the quintessential essence of the neshama. Kayadua. Shadavid zachal avakinas nefesh. Eliyahu the ruach. Moshe the neshama. Adam Rishon the chaya. Mashiach yizkeli Yechida. Ma'ilas ha'yachida al daud ha'bachinos nefesh ruach neshama chaya ha'chamisha ma'adrego shokol neshama. Right, the ma'ila of yachida over the other four, daud ha'bachinos nefesh ruach neshama yachaya he'madregos pratios. Right, they are specific levels. Ha'bachines yachida he etzem ha'neshama shalamayla megeder pratim kishma. Yachida means yachid. It's something which, based like its name, is the quintessential essence of the neshama. A certain specific point which can't be described in words, but that is the essence of the neshama. V'imayos asher mibekinas yechida etzam haneshama nimshakos da'od abchinos nefesh ruach neshama chaya, and everything else, the other four levels, flow from this single point of yechida. Ein zeh shebchinas yechida he begadim makor uklal apratam elav. It's not that. That there's a certain general category, that there are four different parts of the Yechida, and from the Yechida these four things flow. Ki lashon Yechida, mora al akdus pshuta, hamushlelet m'ezo she'ishayekos lepratim. The word Yechida implies that it is akdus pshuta, it's simple, it's essential. There's nothing more that can be broken down, it's not divisible further. V'gam migadir makor lepratim. It's not even going to be viewed as a source for these details. Can you do a hefresh ben yachid le'echad? Again, yachid is a single unit. Ki im shihi nekuda atzme shal neshama. The quintessential essence, quintessential point of the neshama. El shemimena nimso is da'ad b'kinot hefresh ruach neshachaya. Good. So the relationship between yachida and the other four is that yachida is not just a single part which is comprised of four different parts. And therefore it could be viewed as a source of them. Yechida is a single essential point, which is completely negated from the concept of being divisible, and the other four flow from there. And that's true about the neshama of a person, or the soul of a person. Just like in terms of a person, Yechida is the essential point of a person. Again, atzmus shal neshama. Same thing is true about all the worlds. The Yechida point of the world is a single essential point. It's above any type of description, above any type of imagery, above any type of divisibility. Again, when we're talking about the Maila of Mashiach, it's a single essential point. The atzmus of the world is going to be revealed, which is, again, as you explained before in terms of Torah Sakhasidos, which taps into the atzmus or elokos, the Ein Sof elokos. That point is going to be revealed in the world, and therefore, Mirkudazu mistafos kamalos apratios nevesh ruach neshama chayo dekalos. And from this point, all the other aspects are going to flow, but the Yechida itself is something which is limitless. Not just that it's eternal. It's not just that it's something which is not going to change over time. It's perfect. Everything is already there in that single essential point. Therefore, again, you have this single central point is going to be revealed in all the worlds, and you have to keep a double perspective in your mind. The worlds are still going to exist, but this inner essential point, the Atzmos, is going to be revealed in all the worlds, and because the Atzmos is perfect. And it's the most perfect thing that exists because it's coming from the inner essential point of the world, which is the Atzmus Elokos. Therefore, it's going to bring new life into all the other levels of the world. And then he's going to go on to explain. Oh, let's read Osvav. Kamar le'el, mischar shal fatzas ha'chasidus, bias ha'mashiach, nidaz mehusa. So we know Mashiach, which is the revelation or the bringing down of the Atzmos Elokos into the world, which is going to put everything else into a new light, we can understand the essential nature of Chasidus. Kol HaChidushim Shebachasidus, Chidusha B'Torah, Kol HaVas Achila Chasod Shebalidei Giloi, all the different Chidushim of Mashiach, number one, in terms of the realms of Talmud Torah, of revealing the Sod, Bavodah Sa'ada, in terms of the way a person serves Hashem, the fact that pure people now went through a spiritual awakening. I mean, these three areas are different things that Chassidus innovated in terms of Talmud Torah, in terms of Avodas Hashem of a person, in terms of a spiritual awakening that took place in the world. It's not that each one took place individually, independently. Chassidus is this revelation of this inner essential point of light of Atzmus Elokos that's now being revealed in the world. Chashir Chiyus Chadash Zeh of Chassidus Nimshach Ba'Olam, and when this new light, this Chatoras Chassidus, is brought down into this world, again, it's always there. It's always the underpinnings of the world, but now it's being brought out benigla. Toras Chassidus Kolos Idei Kvok Kedushas Ol Hashem Tov for Avraham the Magen Mezrich. Again, through the Baal Shem Tov, the Magen Mezrich, and then finally the Baal Tanya, the entire world, everything in the world, takes on a new life force. Chiyos Atzmi. And because in the world which we know and love, which has divisible parts, which is made up of different details, all of a sudden we get a sense of the Atzmus of the Kos through Torah Sakasidos, then everything is going to take on a new perspective. Osil Zayin through Chaf, which is the main bulk of the Maimar, he goes through a different sugyos. He goes through the sugya of Moda Ani, and he goes through the sugya of Kinyan Dalan Amos. I think he goes through a third one. He explains, and he says, this is the way you would understand Moda Ani according to Pshat, Drash, Remez, Sod. And he gives you a different line or two, or paragraph or two for each one. Then he explains how based on Torah Sakhasidos, you could re-understand or see the Pshat of Moda Ani in a new light. See the Remez of Moda Ani in a new light. See the Drash of Moda Ani in a new light. See the Sod of Moda Ani in a new light. And see how they're interrelated. And he does the same thing for the Sugya of Kinyan Dalet Amos. So he's trying to illustrate this idea that once you have the Bechinas Yechida, which is Torah Sakhasidos, which is the Atzmus of the Kos, which is basically trying to reveal the inner essential nature of everything that exists in this world, you can understand the details in new light, even as you're seeing them as details. You can understand the different levels in new light, even recognizing the fact that there are different levels. Because you recognize underlying everything is a single Atzmus of the Kos. Now, Chafalef, this is the last paragraph in the Maimar. He says, "Al pi kol anal yumtzak ma shachana v'akli la'asimar hufatzos hamayanos kutzadaka." Now we can understand why the vessel through which Mashiach comes is spreading Chassidus outwards. Why? Kinosaf was that shemikivan. This is a parenthetical statement. Shemikivan shegilu yamashiach yabachol nyani ha'olam anasher v'ol kabasar. Mashiach is going to affect everything in the world. And therefore, since Mashiach is going to affect everything, Torah Sakhasidus has to reach everywhere. Great, that's one thing he's going to say. But the point he's trying to make is it's not just that Mashiach affects everything, so you have to spread Torah Sakhasidus everywhere. Torah Sakhasidus itself is only fully expressed when it reaches the Chutzah. Why? The essence of Chassidus cannot be fully revealed if it stays within certain boundaries. Why? Because the whole nature of Chassidus, he's saying, is B'chinas Yechida, which is the same thing as Mashiach, which is the revelation that everything in the world is really just Atzmus Elokos. And that's the type of consciousness, type of perspective it's trying to bring into the world. And therefore, if there is a distinction between Pnim and Chutz, if we're saying certain things are on the inside, this is Kadosh, certain things are on the outside, this is a periphery, that itself is a stira to the entire nature, entire essence of Torah Sakhasidos. So therefore, Torah Sakhasidos is only fully revealed, is only fully benigla in this world, when there is no distinction anymore between Pnim and Chutz. And that itself is the Messianic era, when we understand there is no difference between Pnim and Chutz, everything is just one big revelation of Atzmas Elokos. Let's let me say it. Because the vessel through which Mashiach is going to come is the essence of Chasidos, therefore you have to spread out the wellsprings to the outside, until the chutzah itself themselves become sources of this Torah. That through transforming the chutzah themselves into the sources, into the mayanos, and negating the difference between the chutzah and the pnim, that itself is going to be the full revelation of Torah Sakasidos. For us, Asimar, Damaka Mashiach, and then Mashiach is going to come. If you want, there's an essay written by Rav Yoel Kahn, the Rebbe's main choser, where he goes through this idea, and the essay is entitled Torah Mashiach, Torah Sakasidos Mashiach Hainu Hach. Torah Sakasidos and Mashiach are essentially the same thing. Because Mashiach means an era when the Yechidah Shel HaOlam, the Atzmus Elokos, is revealed everywhere. And Torah Sakasidos is the doctrine, the idea, is the perspective that allows us to see the Atzmus Elokos everywhere. So it's almost like it's not like two steps. That you spread Chasidos everywhere, then as a schar, you get Mashiach to come. No, it ends up being the same thing. When Torah Sakasidos is spread everywhere, that itself is the Messianic era, because then Atzmus Elokos will be revealed everywhere. And he concludes with the Lashon of the Tanya. V'lashon Rabbeinu Azakein, sh'az yistakeh gashmios. Haino shi'a gashmios ela shi'yistakeh v'haguf ha'olam. Then there will be gashmios in Moshe Mashiach, but it will be purified. V'yar or Hashem l'Yisrael b'lishom levash. Miyisra nahara l'Yisrael yagia choshech. Then again, the darkness itself will begin to light, will begin to shine. Ha'umos gamkein, choshech ha'umos, gamkein, k'dekseiv kol basar yachtav, everybody. Kol yosh v'yistevo ha'artakav, gomir. V'yar she'vich Shevihine Taklus Ashlimas Azesh, Yemos Mashiach Tikazmisim, Talib Masidino, Maasenu Babodosenu, Kozman Nashagalos, Kegori Mishara Mitzvah, Hia Mitzvah Vyatma. And the Tanya says this time period when the entire world will be filled with the light of Hashem, it's ushering that in is totally on our actions. Skar Mitzvah Mitzvah, that's a phrase he always says. We can't go into right now that's what it means. Megumla Havidis Vashlima Bakar Mamish. And that will usher in the full geula. So you see why for what we saw last week, the Rebbe, why the revelation of the Sefer Tanya and the activities of the Baal Tanya are seen in such a cosmic light. It's like a new Matan Torah, because the revelation of Torah Sakasidos is something which directly leads to, not just any cause and effect type of way, but in itself, when it's fully revealed, and we recognize the Atzmus Elokos that exists everywhere, that itself is the Messianic era. And therefore, Yafutzo Ma'inasecha Chutza, spreading Torah Sakasidos everywhere, and spreading this perspective everywhere to everybody, and being mevatel the difference between the Mayanos and the Chutza, the Pnim and the Chutz, is going to be one of the essential missions of the seventh generation of Chabad. So thank you, and I hope everybody has a good Yetzeskes life.